fundamental factor about human beings, or manifest beings altogether, is that living beings are suffering from the limitations of their own experience. And this body-mind that you're currently addressing, or the experience associated with it at the present time, is just the tip of the iceberg of reality, to use a conventional phrase. You're hardly notice anything, hardly noticing anything about what's really going on. You sit in meditation and you have some thoughts or images and so forth, or you go to bed at night and you have some dreams and so on. Well, these are, to the degree you notice or remember them, conscious, let us say, you're aware of them. But what about all the rest that you're not aware of? The invisible realm of mind in which the thoughts you are aware of are arising. You're not aware of its total content or possibility. You're aware of the part that appears. The tip of the iceberg sticks out the top of the water. You're not aware of all the rest of it that's underwater there. This is what I mean when I say everyone is suffering from the limitations of their own experience. You have whatever experience you do notice. You're not aware of the rest of it, and you're trying to make life and philosophy and everything else out of this little specimen of experience that you are aware of. Whereas, and other people have different images, different kinds of experience and so forth, but it's still just a little piece of the totality. Instead of making philosophy out of that little piece of the totality, you must look for all of the points in space in this room. We wouldn't have a picture taken from every such point if we just took a photograph through the eyes of each of those of you in this room, would we? Mm-hmm. Well, what does the room look like? As you are perceiving it from that particular location, not only in space but in time, or as it appears from every possible point of view. See, the room exists right now, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You are perceiving it from a particular point of view. But at the same time, that point of view is dictating that you see it just in part. The room at that very moment still exists. The room itself exists as it would be perceived from every point of view. All points of view taken together, all possible photographs. That means every locus in space, first of all, would have to be a point from which a photograph were taken 360 degrees in all directions. But it would also have to be taken not only from every low point in space, but from every point in time. Otherwise, how could this particular configuration be observed in its completeness? It's not only what it is from a particular point of view, you see, and every point of view is space-time located. It's what it is regardless of point of view. The room and everything that is, and always already exists, just as it is, and point of view has nothing to do with what it is. Point of view is a limitation on what it is. Well, every one of you is a point of view, you see? And not any one of you, is seeing this room as it is. Or anything that you perceive. You never see anything as it is. That's the tip of the iceberg, you see? You only see from point of view. You see a portion. You are suffering from the limitations of your own experience, always. But if you examine yourself and see that things like this are true, you see, come to an understanding of yourself, then you stop being determined. Existence itself stops being determined by that point of view. And instead, that point of view begins to submit itself to that which is greater than itself. See, that's a development of self-understanding. And once self-understanding comes to a point, it becomes, by that movement beyond itself, able to receive a great impulse, a great transmission, a direct revelation of that which transcends point of view. That's the transmission in satsang, you see? The transmission of the reality that transcends point of view. That's precisely what it is. Reality as it is directly communicated.